The rugged terrain of Kau stretches over more than 900 square miles in the southern part of Hawaii Island. It's a region rich in plantation history, coffee crops, and these days, uncertainty about COVID-19. Jesse Marks runs the Kau Rural Health Community Association.
I think a lot of people are overwhelmed, but also a lot of people don't quite understand how it's going to impact us here in Kau.
Marks has been working closely with Kau Hospital and Bay Clinic in Naalehu to provide a regional approach to community outreach and preparation for a possible surge.
You know, making sure there's PPEs available, hand sanitizers, masks, and things like that.
Marilyn Harris, who runs the Kau Hospital, says she currently has 5 acute care beds and 1 ventilator. This is the only hospital in the district serving nearly 9,000 Kau residents.
So we have plans in place that will ramp up our response based upon what and the amount of spread in the community. And so right now, we're just in a prevention mode.
She's isolated long-term care residents, doctors are opting for telemedicine, and anyone entering the hospital is screened for a fever or respiratory symptoms. But if a patient presents COVID-19 symptoms,
that patient would most likely be sent to Hilo Medical Center or Kona Community Hospital right away because they can provide a higher level of care than what we can.
Hilo is an hour-long drive, which concerns Marks, who lives 5 minutes from Kau Hospital.
I've got a fever and coughing. I'm not going to end up in the ER in Kau. I'm going to end up in the ER either in Hilo or in Kona. And as a senior citizen on limited income, I don't have the means to pay for this. So I may even refuse to go.
Hawaii County Councilwoman for Kau, Maile David, says medical costs should not be a barrier to care during the pandemic.
I think that's the last thing that our people should be worried about.
She hopes some of the federal relief aid can help cover some of these costs. In the meantime, the focus is on social distancing and complying with stay-at-home orders.
Because access to medical care and access to everything else is very hard. And so I think that makes it even more of an urgency for people in rural areas to be very mindful. They try as hard as they can to keep their families safe.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.